20 years ago, on November 16, 1989, six Jesuit priests, their co-worker, and her teenage daughter were assassinated in El Salvador because they were outspoken proponents of a peaceful and just resolution of Salvador's civil war that took 75,000 lives and more than a decade of fighting. A U.S. congressional task force and human rights groups reported that the soldiers responsible in this and many other atrocities across the hemisphere were trained at the U.S. Army School of the Americas at Fort Benning, Georgia. A year later, Father Roy Bourgeois founded School of the Americas Watch, which called for the closure of the military facility that is supported by Americans' tax dollars. In the years since, thousands of people have come to Fort Benning every year on the third weekend in November to commemorate the tens of thousands who have died at the hands of U.S.-trained soldiers, while continuing to demand that Congress close the school. The group helped pass a bill in the House to defund the school in 1999, but the legislation died in the Senate. Then School of the Americas changed its name to the Western Hemisphere Institute for Security Cooperation, or WINSEC, and instituted some changes that made members of Congress less willing to shut it down. SOA Watch maintains that the changes at the military training school are cosmetic. Their supporters chant, "New name, same shame." Between the Lines, Melinda Tuhus spoke with Eric LeCompte, chief organizer with SOA Watch, who's been on staff for a decade. He describes the evolution of politics in Latin America and in the strategies of SOA Watch over the past 20 years, which now include asking President Obama to issue an executive order to close the school, something that would have been unthinkable under President George W. Bush.
Looking at the time period of the 80s through 90s, we were looking at a number of brutal dictatorships taking place all through Latin America. And in every country, the great similarity was that what was taking place on behalf of the elite, on behalf of a few, to maintain an economic status quo. And the military was being used to oppress those who would be working for human rights, who would be working to organize unions, those who were struggling for a living wage, for clean water. And when these folks stepped in to try and challenge the status quo, it was the military and all of these regimes that would try and maintain that economic status quo. After that terrible assassination, we found that our tax dollars were directly supporting so many of these militaries financially with military aid, and even with training in the United States, training these soldiers to do the terrible things they were doing in Latin America. A year after the assassination of 14-year-old Selena Ramos, her mother Elba, and the six Catholic Jesuit priests, a U.S. Congressional task force went down to Latin America and found that those responsible for the assassinations of the Jesuits were trained on U.S. soil at the School of the Americas. So a year later, a small group of people gathered in Columbus, Georgia, and vigiled, calling for a closure of the school. As they began to do research, they found that we had actually trained at the School of the Americas 11 dictators throughout Latin America, that we could track almost all the brutal massacres, the assassinations, the genocide of 250,000 people in Guatemala, of 60,000 people in El Salvador. It could be traced directly back to the training we were doing at this school in the U.S. at Fort Benning, Georgia, with our tax dollars. As we focused further on the training, in 1996, we were able to force the Pentagon to release training manuals they had used at the school, and these training manuals clearly illustrated that the school was there to maintain an economic status quo. You see, these manuals, which appeared on the cover of the Washington Post and the New York Times after the Pentagon's release in 1996, clearly advocated the use of such techniques such as torture, assassination, blackmail, kidnap, to be used on union organizers, church leaders, and human rights advocates, that these tactics should be used on those, open quotes, who do union organizing or recruiting. Very clearly, these manuals were advocating these terrible techniques to be used on those that would be working for change in their country, to be used on those that here in the United States we would see as the pillars
Eric Lecomte, many of these countries are now democracies, even though their militaries are still very strong. And some of these leaders are survivors of torture and imprisonment under the old dictators. In more recent years, SOA Watch has gone directly to some of these democracies to ask them to stop sending police and military forces for training to the SOA. Tell us about that.
We've continued our work, and we've always had our legislative work in the United States. We currently have a bill in Congress with 88 members of Congress signed on as co-sponsors who are fighting to close this school with us. And what we realized, in addition to our legislative efforts, with this new change taking place in Latin America, it was important to go and be with those who had been on the front lines to reforge those relationships with our partners in Latin America. So for the past 5 years, we've been a part of delegations in Latin America where we're visiting with social movement leaders and also some of these new elected presidents in Latin America. And as a result of these meetings, as a result of working with these new democracies, 5 countries have announced they would no longer send security forces to train at the School of the Americas: Venezuela, Uruguay, Argentina, Bolivia, and Costa Rica. In addition, Chile has announced a dramatic troop drawdown of 2/3 of their forces to be trained at the School of the Americas.
I know that SOA Watch has focused a lot on Honduras since the coup there in June, in which an SOA graduate has been implicated. Will that be a focus of the events this weekend?
Yep. We actually have several social movement leaders, Berto Olivier being one, who will be with us this weekend, coming directly from Honduras just for the vigil.
That was Eric Lecomte, chief organizer with School of the Americas Watch. For more information, including a link to the so-called torture manuals, contact the group at area code 202-234-3440 or visit their website at soaw.org.